Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on KCARD, the Center for Ag and Rural Development, which with Ag Development Fund support is working to make sure that new agribusiness entrepreneurs go into their endeavors with eyes wide open and the best chances for success, like the Meat Hook Butcher Shop.
It's a group of entrepreneurs that are working to put a business in place that would take the primal cuts of livestock, sheep, goats, bison, beef, pork, so forth, the primal cuts, and break them down to add value to them, making them in consumer-ready packaging, superior quality product that could be sold locally there in Louisville. KCARD is working in conjunction with a consulting company to do a feasibility study, which will be ongoing throughout this summer, probably completed this fall.
KCARD Executive Director Larry Snell says those feasibility studies are critical, and so is the annual checkup of the business plan, like for the Marty Webb value-added meat processing operation in Meade County.
We're helping them to update their business plan. At the same time, we're looking into the feasibility of expanding their business facility there. They're operating in two adjacent locations, two buildings. They're looking at how they might encompass to build all one building, put everything in that place for efficiency and so forth.
So they assess the odds before investing. We'll be right back.
I was 16 years old when I dropped out of school.
Looking back, I believe it was a bad decision.
I realized that there is a program for me, and I got my GED.
I have enrolled in some college classes.
My family's proud of me. I'm proud of me.
I think I'm back on track now. I feel like my life is going in the right direction.
GED testing is free until June 30th or until all funds are spent. Visit your local adult education center or knowhowtogoky.org. Brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back today with Larry Snell, Executive Director of the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development. That group's goal is to assist ag entrepreneurs in assessing their chances. Sometimes the feasibility study comes back negative, maybe a disappointment, but at least that's before the big financial investment is made. For those who do move forward, Snell says their number one chore is developing a business plan and then tracking it.
At least once a year, pull that business plan out and really look at, did I meet the goals of this business plan for this year, and what should I look for next year? And, you know, write it down. It helps so much. It's kind of the roadmap of what you're going to do this next year. Helps you plan better. Helps you be more objective at the end of the year as far as analyzing. Did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? Am I where I wanted to be at this time in the business cycle? This type of thing.
KCARD, giving new ag entrepreneurs a better chance. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.